know, his preparation off the field is second to none. You know, Flynn came in and played outstanding, you know, but at the same time, you want your number one guy out there. And as a receiver, you definitely want to have him out there. You know, I'm not trying to be one of the elite receivers. I'm just trying to be the best that I can be. You know, there's a lot of great receivers out there. You know, I talk to my good friend Fitzgerald all the time, and you know, we try to critique each other's game Sunday to Sunday, game day to game day, and let each other know what we saw and the flaws in the games and things like that. But I think as long as you're trying to get better, you're trying to better your teams, you're trying to better yourself, you're going in the right direction. Well, he always praises my game, and I kind of praise his, so he's kind of hard to listen to sometimes, but it's the little things like, you know, if we get a pick thrown on us and if we drop a ball, it's like, man, okay, now was it really a drop or did you catch your eyes late? You know, we try to be serious, but at the same time, give each other constructive criticism.
Hey, Greg, I think I'm down later.
What is your favorite pregame meal?
My favorite pregame meal? You probably don't want to know that because I don't eat before the game. I don't eat anything before the game. I don't know. I can't really eat. It's something that I've been doing for a long time, probably since high school. I've never really been able to eat before games. I don't know if it's nerves or what. I tell myself that I'm not nervous, but I really don't eat that much before a game. Say it again. I really don't do the opposite of eat either. You know, I try to get something. I try to drink as much fluids as possible, but I don't know. I just can't really digest that food quick enough, I guess. So I try to stay away from anything. It's the same decision. Obviously, you can't make a guy sit down. You know, whether he's going to do it or not, that's totally up to him. But it's the same decision from a teammate standpoint.
Can you talk about with Aaron, maybe no other quarterback better against the blitz with pressure? What is it with him when he's facing pressure?
Well, I think it's preparation. We try to study and see what teams are going to present to us on the game day. And I think that helps us out a lot, and we have a lot of hot reads built in our progressions. So we understand as receivers that if our quarterback is going to potentially get pressure, we need to peak hot so he can get the ball out of his hands so he won't take those shots.
With five guys that have more than 40 catches on this team, is that the system or is that the quarterback?
I think it's a little bit of both. It's the system and it's the quarterback. Obviously, he's able to spread the ball around. He does an outstanding job of distributing the ball. He's in a fortunate and sometimes an not-so-fortunate position because you got guys that sometimes are like, look, man, give me the ball, you know. But, you know, for him, I think it's just a matter of going back there and having fun with it and taking full advantage of the guys that he has around us. And for us, we love having him back there because he's extending plays and he's making plays down the field with his feet and with his arm, even though he's outside the pocket sometimes.
We've talked about for years that he's watched Brandon.
I think the number one thing is the way he approached the practices. You know, when I first got to Green Bay, the first time I met him, first thing he said to me was, this is going to be you and I in a few years, and here we are today. But I think his approach mentally has just as much to do with as his physical preparation. What he was able to do, studying film, mentally preparing himself for the takeover, for a chance to be at the helm, goes a long way, and it definitely has paid off.
Greg, thanks for your fantasy album, by the way. Here's a question. The Steelers known for some giant hits, but you mentioned earlier that it's really the little things that defense does. What are some of the things that the Steelers do that you think are going to be problems for you?
Well, I think, number one, they pose a lot of problems for opposing offenses. But I think the way you combat those is you have to control what you can control. And what we can control is our execution. And so if we're able to execute and moving the ball down methodically, kind of keep their offense off the field and keep their defense on the field, which is going to, in the long run, get those wear those guys down a little bit, then it'll play in our favor. But they make a lot of plays. They have a lot of great guys on that side of the ball, and you have to commend their defense, their scheme, and what they do. It means everything. It's the beginning and it's the end. Obviously, being on this platform, I'm a voice, and what God has done in my life and who I am has a lot to do with my faith and my upbringing.
If those don't know about having a relationship with Jesus Christ, what would you say?
I would say they need to try to get a relationship with Jesus Christ. Obviously, to whom much is given, much is required. I refer to that a lot, and I've been blessed and fortunate enough to be in this position, and it's my duty and it's my obligation to give back and be a voice and help someone else along.
Greg, how encouraging is it that a guy like Aaron Rodgers has a relationship like that and you have so many receivers that believe that?
It's very encouraging. Obviously, we're able to converse on another level, a different level, outside of football and away from football. It gives you a sense of a fulfillment when you have guys around you that are believing and doing the same things that you're trying to do and accomplishing and trying to obtain the same goals and accomplish the same things that you're trying to accomplish.
More.